Passage number 5.
During the Second World War, it was difficult to travel by plane, because the seats were needed for important government and army people. Mr. Brown worked for the government during the war. He was a civilian, and he was doing very secret work, so nobody was allowed to know how important he was, except a very few people. One day, he had to fly to Edinburgh to give a lecture to a few top people there. But an important army officer came to the airport at the last minute, and Mr. Brown's seat was given to him, so he was not able to fly to the city to give his lecture. It was not until he reached the city that the important officer discovered that the man whose seat he had taken was the one whose lecture he'd flown to the city to hear.
Exercise A. Which of these sentences are true and which are false? Write T or F in the boxes. Number 1.
It was difficult for government and army people to find seats on planes during the Second World War.
Number 2.
Mr. Brown was an important person.
Number 3.
He wanted to go to Edinburgh by plane one day.
Number 4.
His seat was given to somebody else because he was late.
Number 5.
The important officer went to Edinburgh to give a lecture.
Number 6.
The important officer arrived in time for Mr. Brown's lecture because he went by plane.
Exercise B. Now answer these questions. Number 1.
Why did ordinary people find it difficult to go by plane during the Second World War?
Number 2.
Whom did Mr. Brown work for?
Number 3.
Was he in the army?
Number 4.
What work did he do?
Number 5.
Why were only very few people allowed to know how important he was?
Number 6.
Why did he have to fly somewhere one day?
Number 7.
Why didn't he manage to get there?
Number 8.
What did the important officer find out when he got to the city?